I'm Anjui James Soyes with JIS Evening News for Tuesday, January 17. Coming up, government finalizes plans to relocate fire victims of Clifton Boys Home, campaign launched against illegal sugar burning, and CARICOM commissioned to submit report mid-February. The details after the break.
I want to hear right now.
You know, some multi-talented. Some of me entry form for JCDC Visual Arts. We are closed January 27.
Oh, yeah. And performing arts audition start January 16 to February 17. And members of Jamaica Gospel Song are January 24 to 27. And them still are going to take entries on the day.
And we can win enough cash and prizes. The information depend on website, social media, or them parish office.
So anybody can enter?
Yes, man. Anybody.
Now the news. The government is finalizing plans to relocate the 28 wards of the near 57-year-old Clifton Boys Home in Westmoreland, which was recently destroyed by fire. The boys are temporarily being housed at the St. John's Anglican Church Hall in the parish. State Minister of Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says a new space has already been identified and the relocation process will begin in short order.
We've identified somewhere. I know the CDA has done an evaluation and we'll be seeing how quickly we can operationalize that. But in the interim, we're trying to see how we can keep the boys together along with their host mother, because we do see that there's a special bond there, and that helps them in the healing process, that helps them to get over the incident quicker and get back to regular state of affairs.
The boys have since received school and other supplies, as well as counseling provided by the Child Development Agency. In the meantime, the minister is commending the quick response of the officials at the home, which prevented the loss of lives. The government will be launching a public education campaign geared at highlighting the importance of safeguarding the sugarcane industry. The campaign is also in response to significant income losses resulting from the unlawful burning of approximately 1,001 hectares of sugarcane since the start of 2017. Agriculture Minister Carlson Muda says to date there has been 169 illicit fires, resulting in an over $600 million loss in earnings, which puts the entire industry at risk.
I'm appealing to those who are minded to continue with this illicit act to cease, because you're not hurting the factories as much as you're hurting the livelihood of humble people, many of whom depend on being able to reap their crop, collect their money, pay their debts, and provide for their families.
The government will use drone technology to assist in monitoring cultivation and detecting fires. Meanwhile, $30 million is to be spent to clean and repair cane roads to facilitate smoother transportation of cane from the fields to the factory during harvesting. The agriculture minister says despite the challenges within the sector, the sugar industry is expected to generate significant earnings this year. Chief Executive Officer, CEO of the Grace Kennedy Group and Chairman of JAMPRO, Senator Don Webby, says strong performances by the manufacturing and agricultural sectors represent Jamaica's best chance to achieve its economic growth target by 2020. He says while the country is halfway to reaching the $2.5 billion export growth target, it needs powerful performances from both sectors over the next 3 years to realize the goal.
So this target is a central part of JAMPRO's own strategic goals over the next 3 years and will be achieved by increasing export-led investments, expanding exports reach globally, and advocating for reductions in the barriers to trade.
Senator Webby was addressing the recent launch of the inaugural Jamaica International Exhibition JIE Trade Show at the Montego Bay Convention Center Rose Hall, St. James. He says the management team at JAMPRO has been mandated to report to the board their progress in meeting the export target. And the Caribbean Community CARICOM Review Commission is to submit its report to the government by mid-February. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Camila Johnson-Smith, says Chairman of the Commission, former Prime Minister Bruce Golding, will present the report to Prime Minister Andrew Holness when completed. Senator Johnson-Smith says the report will be made public following discussion by Cabinet. The commission, launched in June 2016, has been tasked with reviewing Jamaica's relations within CARICOM and the African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP Caribbean Forum CARIFORUM framework. It will also evaluate the effects that Jamaica's participation in CARICOM has had on the country's economic growth and development, with particular reference to trade in goods and services, investment, international competitiveness, and employment. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.